Yeah, I mean, I think being a Midwestern guy from coaching in Iowa and playing for the Bulls before, he understands cornfields, corn mazes.
he played for the Pacers as well, so yeah, definitely.
Yeah, yeah, there's plenty of love to go around.
Yeah, so just prepare to...
It'll be great.
It'll be perfect. Yeah, so
y'all motherfuckers don't watch us play throughout the year, to tell you the truth.
Wee!
I'm gonna be real with you, and I don't care if I get fined.
That must be Jerry Bass with the costume on.
That train is off the tracks.
Who doesn't love the bounty cast?
Hitler. Just prepare to, just prepare to be awash in unbeatable goodness.
Welcome, Pacers fans. You are listening to The Unbeatables, your semi-weekly Pacers podcast. Today is November 22nd, 2015, and this is episode 138. Company from Indianapolis, Indiana. I'm your host, Joey Gafrida, the man behind the dials and season ticket holder. This show, we're talking about the games against Chicago, Philadelphia, and Milwaukee. Joining me are three analysts, coast to coast like buttered toast. First, from the nation's capital, Washington, D.C., it's the doctor, Jason Triplett.
What is up, Pacer fans? What is up, Undebeatables? Plus one. Shout out to Quinn Buckner, College Basketball Hall of Fame this week.
Shout out.
What an honor. And well deserved. And give us more smothered chicken, though, Quinn. I haven't heard one. You promised a bunch this year. I haven't heard one.
We got a special guest this week, also from Washington, D.C. It's the chairman of the boards.
Gentlemen, hi. Pleasure to be here. Hey, this is great to be here. You know, I've been coming off the championship from the fantasy Undebeatables. I'm really glad to have joined the team, and I'll probably stay up all night wondering why I joined you guys today.
Worst decision you made in a while.
Yeah. But I just want to let all your listeners know that I have not played in the NBA. So, full disclosure there. This is... Yeah, this is, you know, all the skills that I have came from the playgrounds, not from the hard courts.
From the streets of Chicago, right?
Yeah.
Naperville.
Right.
And from Indianapolis, Indiana, he's our in-house bartender, mixing up the drinks and the crappy jingles, John Colson.
What is up, Pacer Nation? Just glad to be with you. It's a beautiful winter day here, sunny, without wind. You know, kind of day where you go get some brunch and do a podcast. So,
go. I want to give a shout out this week to George Prunis. Nice post over on PacersDigest.com. Sent some listeners our way. So thanks to him. And we're always glad to hear from our listeners, and spread the word if you can.
So where's the enforcer this week?
Well, I didn't think we should talk about it, but I will bring it up, I guess, since you did. He is on a classified enforcement mission, and that's all I can go into.
Sorry I brought it up.
The rest of the description is all redacted, so that's all I got. To start off this show, I want to talk about Glenn Robinson III. I got a question for you guys, all three of you. Chairman, you can go first. Will Glenn Robinson III be A, sixth man of the year, B, most improved, C, will he win the three-point contest, D, will he win the dunk contest, or E, all the above?
Yeah, I think I want to go with all the above.
Yes.
You're all
the
in.
Correct answer.
The chairman's all in.
Jason, what is your answer?
I think that he will win the dunk contest, weirdly. Okay. He will compete in the three-point contest, but he won't win it, I don't think.
Okay. Bold prediction. Yeah. Colson?
I'm going to say none of the above, because he is the second coming of Jesus.
The correct answer is E, all of the above. Chairman, you are correct.
Oh, man.
Glenn Robinson III is amazing. Where did he come from?
How is the guest analyst winning this thing? I think this is rigged.
Joey, do I get you recording my home answering machine or something later on?
Yeah, I can do that. But I only do the tape-style answering machines.
Nice.
His voice doesn't resonate digitally.
No.
It only sounds really good on magnetic tape. No, but seriously, Glenn Robinson III... I mean, we talked about how it was kind of shocking that he had jumped Solomon Hill in the rotation before any games had been played. But now, after this week, I think we see why. I mean, he's a classic 3-and-D guy in this league. Super athletic. Can, in theory, defend his position. And can definitely knock down the three-pointer. He's got a good shot when he's set and ready to shoot. Great addition to this team, I think.
Well, yeah, and you say his position, like, I mean, he's playing 2-3 and, you know, occasionally 4 in our sort of positionless basketball. Dude's 6-7, and, you know, I'm sure he'll end up in bad matchups, but on the bench, like, you don't really have to deal with that. You can kind of move people around. This guy is incredible utility player for us in that second unit.
Yeah,
I wish he had a better... Oh, sorry, go ahead, Joe.
Oh, I just thought, you know, out of all the players that we got this year, I think this was kind of the guy that kind of came out of nowhere. You know, when we signed Monta, you know, I kind of expected something, and that's kind of what we got, I think. But I don't know. I guess I didn't know much about him, and he's been definitely a welcome addition.
Yeah, I was just going to say, I wish he had a better nickname. Because right now, they call him the Third. Right, because he's Glenn Robinson III. But that's kind of a lame nickname.
Yeah.
It's like somebody being somebody's junior and just calling them junior. It's like not that inventive.
Yeah.
Well, but he can't be G-Rob, right, because that was his dad.
Well, but I thought he was Big Dog, his dad was.
Oh, right, yeah.
Yeah, can we call him, like, Little Dog or something like that? Chihuahua.
We'll think about it.
Yeah.
Listeners, send in suggestions.
Yeah.
And they're not a family from the South, because Southern families normally they call the Third Trey.
Ooh.
Yeah, that's pretty common.
Yeah.
Like, Trey Griffey is a wide receiver who plays for Arizona. He's really good.
Okay.
Had like an 87-yard touchdown the other day. And Ken Griffey's like sitting on the sidelines taking photographs all day long.
Oh, it's Ken Griffey Jr.'s kid.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
So can we call him Trey Rob?
Ooh, I like that.
That's not bad.
Trob?
Maybe back it up one.
All right, Trob it is. Well done.
Oh, yeah, go ahead whenever you want. That's the sound of the not all that fast. Great.
Gentlemen, we had 3 games this week. The first one was against the Chicago Bulls. Pacers come up short, losing 95-96. End of the game. Paul George.
Chairman, you got something in your throat there, buddy?
Yeah. All right. Are you referring to the way in which the Bulls almost choked that game away?
It's true. So it's November 16th, and I tell you what, Paul George's buzzer beater was blocked or he was fouled. It was for the game winner, but Pacers trailed most of this game, but they fought their way back, and they just right at the end they had a chance to win it. Chairman, what did you see from this game?
Well, I saw a win column, but I'll tell you, the Pacers coach was quoted as saying that it wasn't a foul. He probably had a better perspective than I did.
Well, I think he was quoted as saying, you don't expect to get that call on the road.
Right.
Ooh, no, I think situation. He was quoted as saying it wasn't a foul either.
But you Jimmy know who Butler did say really it was a foul? Deep. You, my friend.
I did, yeah.
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 Okay.
I thought it was.
I, I mean, it was a close call. It was a great defensive play by Butler, I thought. I mean, the play was 5 seconds left. Paul George gets the ball in the wing, drives across the lane, and chooses to go for a fadeaway, and Jimmy Butler challenges, gets ball and hand, I think, and the Pacers fall up short. But if he would have gotten that shot off or gotten to the line and made two to win the game, that really would have been a stolen win for the Pacers. We really had no business.
Yeah, we started
being close.
The game started out, we're 2-15. Yeah, I mean, it just, I thought we really got surprised by the speed of Chicago. I don't think we had, we were ready for the intensity that Chicago plays with. They're on a different level than us. I really thought it took us till the second half to adjust. And I think we did adjust, but I think we got really surprised by them. Chicago's plays like crazy people. They're just fly around the court. And I think it took us a while to figure out what was going on. If we had come out with the intensity that Chicago played with, I think we could have won this game. But, you know, we got in a hole early.
Like, Paul George, again, has a big game. 26 points, 7 rebounds, 5 assists. Derrick Rose had a good game. This, you know, one of the better ones, I think, this season.
The bank is open for Derrick Rose. Every single one of his shots was off the glass.
Except his three-pointers, which he started hitting, luckily for the Bulls, started hitting this game.
Well, he's had that eye injury, right? And so they, you know, the commentators were talking about how going off the glass was a way for him to, you know, not see three rims or whatever, and it was working very well for him.
Yeah, I mean, he's super effective. I mean, and when he attacks the way that he does, that he did against the Pacers that night, I think it makes the Bulls a really, really good team. The question is, is he going to be able to do that all season? Even in this game, he missed crunch time because he rolled an ankle. Is he back yet? Did he play the rest of the league term?
No. He was practicing, but he didn't play against the Warriors when they lost.
Okay.
Yeah, he would be a huge addition. So would Dunleavy whenever he's able to come back.
Dunleavy's got a pretty ugly stash going on right now.
Movember.
Have you seen it? He's doing it for Movember. Did you donate to his page? No.
I donated to his stash.
In the mail. You just like trim some off your beard and like send it to
him? Yeah, send it in an unmarked package right to his house.
Yeah.
Actually,
with glitter all around the outside.
Yeah. Fun fact, in our household, Dunleavy is openly booed anytime he's on the screen.
Oh, wow.
Ex-Pacer?
Yeah. Yeah. Hmm. The missus does not like him one bit.
Mm. Is it because he went to Duke? Is that why?
No, I think it's because every single Pacer who ever played with him basically mixes it up with him when he's on the other team. Like, clearly his old teammates just don't like him.
Yeah, not a lot of people in the NBA like him. I mean, I was at a game, I think, with you and Sweet Jay here in D.C. in the playoffs a couple years ago, and who's it? Nene headbutted him?
Yeah.
Was it Nene?
Yeah.
Yeah. And then in the playoffs last year against the Bucks, he was causing trouble.
He got like speared by, I think, Antetokounmpo.
Yeah. So really the player to watch on the Bulls that I love is Jimmy Butler.
Yeah, this kid's legit.
I mean, he is legit.
Yeah.
Like, is it Jimmy Butler's team now? Do you feel like?
Yeah, he's the number one guy. He's most consistent and... Yeah. Pau Gasol for defense, and you know, whenever Joakim comes back,
I don't know if Jimmy needs help on defense. I mean, he went toe to toe with Paul George. Like, I really felt like that was a pretty even match. You know, they both played great defense on each other. They both scored effectively despite the great defense. You know, PG really went off when Jimmy Butler got his fifth foul, and they had to put Tony Snell on him, and PG just lit him up and got us back in the game, but. Jimmy Butler did a great job on Paul George. So,
I think also of note this game, George Hill misses with an upper respiratory infection. Rodney Stuckey not playing because of his sprained right cankle. And Miles Turner still out with the thumb. He'll be out for another month or so.
Well, and because of that, Joe Young got his first NBA field goal. So shout out to Joe Young.
Welcome Mighty to the NBA.
Joe Young.
That's right. Yeah. Backup point guard is third string right now, but without our two point guards, he got some minutes.
Solomon Hill got minutes, too.
Yep.
Everybody played. It's crazy.
But yeah, so we were down the whole game. We clawed back, tied this game up with 2 minutes left, and could not finish it out. Had a chance to win at the buzzer. Jimmy Butler just, yeah, had a great play. Might have been a foul, but you're right. You don't get that call on the road in the final shot very often.
No, they're good. So I want to ask, well, we have chairman here. Fred Hoiberg, the mayor, your thoughts?
Yeah, no, I like him.
You
I
do? Think,
yeah. Yeah, I mean, I think being a Midwestern guy from coaching in Iowa and playing for the Bulls before, he understands cornfields, corn mazes.
he played for the Pacers as well, so yeah,
definitely. Yeah, yeah, there's plenty of love to go around. I think people out there like him. Plus, it's early in the season, and they're in third place right now. They're doing very, very well. Yeah, and I think it all comes down to whether the players are going to stay healthy. If the players can stay healthy, then and they're continuing to win or stay in the upper tier of the Eastern Conference, then I think they're going to say, well, this is a great decision, because that was the knock against Tibbs.
Yeah.
That he was running the players too hard.
Yeah, well, Fred Hoiberg definitely plays a lot more people, but I'm not sure he grasps the idea of, like, rotations yet. I mean, there's some funky lineups out there sometimes. Like, in crunch time in this game, Etuan Moore was on the floor. And Etuan Moore, Indiana guy, went to Purdue. That's great, but I felt like Heinrich was killing us that game. I didn't know why he wasn't on the floor, but I don't know. Whatever. Yeah, you're right. They're winning.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, I mean, there's probably some times the players like have to go to the bathroom, or they got to go blow their nose, or there's some weird things that happen on the sideline. You have no idea what's going on.
Gotcha.
Like
and
LeBron
you, with,
James
with
walking
your,
off the
all
court.
Of your NBA experience, you know.
That yeah, these yeah. That's go. What the guys when they text me after the game, like, oh yeah, that's why I wasn't in for that key shot because it was that time of month, and I just
had
couldn't.
To take a tinkle.
Right.
Gotcha. No, I like I said. I mean, I really. Thought they played with an intensity we had yet to see yet this year. So I don't know if that's a Fred Hoiberg or whether that's a, from Tibbs. But I just thought they played really quickly and they played hard. So that's going to win you a lot of games, especially during the regular season.
Well, I think we talked about a good game long enough. Next one, Phil... November 18th, Indiana. I can't keep it straight faced. Indiana takes on Philadelphia, and this one, Indiana wins 112-85. Philadelphia, I think the headliner was their 29 turnovers. Mm. But they're so bad.
31 turnovers.
Well, I think okay. So I saw the two different numbers. I think 29, maybe individual, maybe two team turnovers, like unattributed. That's what I'm seeing, at least. But, man, these guys are rough. Pacers routed them. Paul George picks up 34, 8 rebounds, 5 assists.
4 steals.
4 steals. TJ McConnell, I think, is probably the big name everyone knows from Philadelphia. 16 points. I think he's actually their
he's an Arizona guy, Chairman.
Yeah.
But boy, they haven't won a game yet this year, and they're finding new and creative ways to lose.
So I think that the Philadelphia 76ers have a solid 1 to 2 guys that will be in the league in 5 years.
Yeah, they just need to go to the Eagles, go across town and get all the Philadelphia Eagles to go play in the team and go big.
I mean, I think that... Okafor is awesome.
Okafor looked really good this game, I thought.
I mean, his footwork and his strength for a 20-year-old or whatever he is incredible for the NBA.
Yeah.
There's nobody else on that team that I'm afraid of. Noel, I'm not sure Noel is an NBA guy. I don't know that he's going to be in the league in 5 years.
He took that open jumper and hit the side of the backboard.
That hurts.
I
don't know.
I mean, I've got him on my fantasy team, and he's supposed to be a defensive stopper. He gets a half a block a game.
Yeah, he was supposed to lead the league in blocks. Like, that's why they got him, right? He's just a guy on a trampoline, and he's your defender. And he's real slight and apparently not getting blocks. So, and apparently can hit the side of a backboard from a side shot, which is great.
So if he stays in more than 3 years, the only reason is because he's playing for the 76ers.
That's right.
And they're scraping cheap. The bottom of the barrel.
And they're trying to lose.
I imagine so he'll get somebody will sign him after his rookie deal just to see if they can turn him into something. But, I mean, he was not impressive in this game, and I don't think he's been super impressive over the 2 years that he's played necessarily. But there's always room for long, tall, athletic guys in the NBA. So maybe he'll stick around, but I don't see him ever being an all-star, I don't think. I mean,
well, so, okay, watching this game, I thought Okafor really impressed me. So he had some ball fakes. Mm-hmm. He had some, he worked us
He's
down
an NBA post. Player.
Yeah. Is there anybody else on this team that's an NBA player?
That's what I said. No.
That's what I'm saying. Like, I mean, there's nothing. They got nothing.
I mean, Stauskas, maybe.
I'm disagreeing. Maybe
Jeremy Grant?
TJ McConnell?
Nah.
Yeah, no.
So, Covington? Can I sell you some Robert Covington?
Yes, I'll take...
I would put Robert Covington on my bench.
Exactly. Okay. I will take Covington. Somewhere. He could be a bench guy on a decent team. But, I mean, basically they have two guys, and they're what? This is the fourth year into their rebuild? I mean, this is really ugly. This is not getting better.
No. And they got one dude that's like, has no feet, who they also drafted with the number one draft pick.
He's in a wheelchair?
I believe no.
I don't know what he is. They stash him away in a hotel room. Joel Embiid? Have you heard from this guy? Right? You remember him?
Yes.
Yeah. They drafted him.
And with the number
But it
one
all
pick
may overall? Work out, right? If they get the number one pick this year, they're going to get that Ben Simmons kid from LSU who's like a 7-foot Magic Johnson. So.
Okay. So then you've got like Ben Simmons, Okafor, and Covington, and now you've got three guys, right? Is that their plan?
Well, and cap room, right? And then you can start.
Okay.
You can start at least getting legitimate NBA players, NBA really? Role players, right?
I mean, really? I don't know.
No
Who
one
wants to play
team.
For Philly?
Nobody right now.
Yeah.
I feel so bad for that coach, too, man. There are a couple times in the game where, like, I mean, their turnovers, they had 31 turnovers, which I think is a franchise record. And some of them were like, it was like Bad News Bears stuff. It was like, I'm going to try to pass you the ball, Chairman. Here you go. And like, just totally throw it out of bounds. It was insane.
I think Covington picked up one. He was going to go one-on-one with Paul George. He started his drive to the basket and picked up a turnover right there just from a weird dribble. Like, while he's moving, not trying to do anything else.
There was your wife sent a great picture of, there was a woman that was asleep, like, in the second row. Like, in the middle of the game. She was just sleeping. It's crazy.
Yeah. Brett Brown is doing the Lord's work, I think, coaching this team.
Now, when do they pick up a game? So they are still have yet to win a game. Can we predict when they're going to win a game? This is terrible. How many games are they going to win? Jason, you predicted like what, 7?
No, I predicted 15.
I'm thinking about like 3 now. This is terrible.
Right. Yeah, someone's going to sleep on them. Well, they'll win one accidentally here.
Yeah, I mean, we haven't gotten to the dog days where people just stop paying attention. Right? Yeah. So, let's see. Let's look at their schedule. Up next, let's see their next 5 games. There, they're in the midst of a 6-game road swing. They're playing at Minnesota, at Boston, at Houston, at Memphis, home to the Lakers, December 1st.
There's
your first
best chance,
Philadelphia 76ers fans.
No, I think they have a chance against Boston. That's the night before Thanksgiving, right?
No, at Boston?
Yeah,
no,
people are going to be... They'll start drinking earlier in the day.
Sure. I mean, at Houston, they're a train wreck. They could win that game, but...
Yeah.
So, would that be the worst start in NBA history? 0-19 would set the NBA record, so... yeah. If they lose to the Lakers, that sets the record. They're at least going to tie it, for sure. 0-18.
Let's do it. Let's see the best start in NBA history and the worst start in NBA history
in the same season. I like it.
We've got one more game to talk about this week. Saturday, November 21st, Pacers take on the Bucks at home. And they beat the pants off these guys. 123-86. This game actually was close. It was, I think it was 1 point at halftime. And maybe two. But the second half was all Pacers. Putting up 35 in the third and 33 in the fourth. And this game was over just a couple minutes after halftime. One thing was PG broke his streak of 26 or more. I think he had eight games in a row. But it was broken because they were up by so much, and it would be impolite to put him back in. Jordan Hill had a great game. I think he was 9 of 10 from the floor. Mm-hmm. And this was Glenn Robinson III, 17 points, career high for him.
Well, and Jordan Hill got a Pacer high with 20 points. He'd never had that many points with us, and a double-double. I mean, everybody played well, Joey. I mean, they all were good.
Chase CJ Budding, Miles would like you to know that he was actually the Pacers leader with 21, but
well, no. The most score, most points that Jordan Hill's ever scored as a Pacer is what I meant.
Oh, as a Pacer. Gotcha. Okay,
That's his Pacer high, is what I mean. Yep, and then CJ Miles led the team. Glenn Robinson was unconscious from behind the arc, 4 of 4. Chase Budinger, I thought, played great. You know, this is my thing. Chase Budinger is like a legitimate NBA player, and I'm really angry.
Who made the decision to bring him here?
I'm really angry that I'm enjoying him so much. Like, every time he's on the floor, he's doing the right thing. He's making the right pass. He's getting a tough rebound. This guy is NBA savvy, and I take everything back. Also, Denari calls him Chase Budinger, so I should probably get better about that. Denari probably knows better than I do.
I think Budinger himself calls himself Budinger. So.
So I'm going to go with that instead of Budinger, although, this was a great game. This was fun. I thought Lavoy Allen played particularly well, too. Another guy on the floor who just played really well and did the right things, the small things. Got a lot of offensive rebounds, passed the ball well. I think he pairs well in that second unit with Jordan Hill next to him. Their spacing offensively is pretty bad, but defensively they're playing really well together and crashing the boards really well.
Yeah, this game was weird. I mean, we got off to kind of a sleepy start, which I think is a hallmark of teams that played the Sixers the game before.
Right.
And so... Milwaukee, I thought Milwaukee was outplaying us the entire first half. But then I kept looking at the score, and we were up 4-6. And it was like, what is going on? I mean, we were getting bailed out. I think one of the things that has helped us a ton this year is that we're shooting the three-point shot very, very well. And it bails us out of a lot of possessions that go awry, right? And so we were doing that and kind of coasting around till halftime. And then the third quarter, we outscored them 35-16?
16, yeah.
I mean, we just murdered them in the third quarter. And then they were done, right?
I think the other thing that we're doing, I think last week we talked about, we're top five in steals. We break up a lot of passes. We steal the ball a lot, and that's keeping us in games, too. The three-point shooting.
And the flip side, we don't turn the ball over.
Yeah.
Like, we're way better at taking care of the basketball than we used to.
Well, after the first three games, we stopped doing that.
Right.
Monte Ellis subbing in a point guard has been really nice. And again, Chase Budinger gets to step into that starting role at the three and has been played very well. Again, without George Hill here, but the guys are stepping up. We've got a lot of movable pieces. This is another thing I think I said even a week ago. We're a collection of half-decent guys beating mediocre teams. You know, maybe some of that's still true, but the more this happens and the more these guys play well together, the more I'm starting to feel like I'm starting to get behind what we're trying to do here. There's some talent on this team and guys that know how to play basketball, and we're figuring out how to play basketball together, and it's pretty cool.
I was really impressed this game with Monta Ellis. He was he's such a savvy offensive player. There were a couple one-on-fives that he finished relatively easily for the situation. You know, he would come down the court and just assess the situation and realize he can just beat those guys and score. And he did it several times, you know, when they're kind of relaxed. And he's really good at doing that.
So that's the Monta Ellis play. If the defense is set with five guys versus one guy, that's called the Jalen Rose play.
So it was a good week of basketball.
I mean, fantastic week. I mean, I think that Colson brings up a good point. I think that we're a collection of decent dudes and a super duper star,
right,
in Paul George, that are beating mediocre to crappy teams right now. I would say we're not playing fantastic basketball. You know, I think that there's a lot of things that we can improve on, which is actually a good thing, right? Because we're going to have to get better, right? If we're going to beat the Chicagos of the world and the Clevelands of the world. But if you can do that and pick up wins, not just wins, but like shellacking,
yeah,
teams that you're competing for a playoff spot for in Milwaukee, that's got to be good for you in the long run.
Well, Jason, if you throw out the first three games, we're just kind of figuring out ourselves. We're 8-2 right now, and our only two losses are against Cleveland and Chicago on the road.
And both were a grand total of 4 points.
Exactly. Both games we had, you know, down the stretch potential to win both of those. I mean, that's Cleveland and Chicago are the two of the best teams in the East. So you've got to feel pretty good about the stretch, this opening stretch.
Absolutely. No, I mean, and this last week we did it without our starting point guard.
Yep.
And without our sixth man.
Yep.
Right.
Yep.
And I keep saying,
you know, I think we're, you know, a big man away from being, you know, who we need to be, and that's Miles Turner, who's out for an extended period of time. So the fact that we're doing all this stuff is pretty impressive.
I mean, forewarning, the schedule is going to get way tougher later on, and we're going to have to go on road swings and stuff like that. So it's good. I mean, there's still a lot of stuff we need to figure out. I think we're going to get smacked one of these nights, I think, where the 3-point shot is not going to bail us out. And that'll be a nice wake up call. But yeah, let's pick up all these wins that we can while we can.
You know, our first Western road swing, which is coming up very soon, is actually fairly forgiving, isn't it? I mean, it's like the Lakers and Utah and Portland. Although Portland's playing well and so is Utah, but it's not the elite out west.
Yeah, you're right. So after Thanksgiving, we go on a 4-game swing at LA, at LA, at Portland, at Utah.
Yeah. So, I mean, could if we go 500 on that, you feel pretty good about that. And, I mean,
Absolutely.
Know. Yeah. If you go 500 through the end of the year, you know, you're still feeling pretty good about yourself, I think, the way this schedule does get a little tougher.
Yep. Speaking of that schedule, looking ahead this week, 3 games for the Pacers. I guess 2 by the time we record next week. Tuesday, November 24th. At the Washington Wizards.
Hey!
Guess who's going to be at the game?
Nice.
Oh, man. And Friday, November 27th, versus the Chicago Bulls.
Hmm.
Good luck, gentlemen.
Yeah, you got any predictions there, Chairman?
Yeah, Bulls. Bulls by 43. Ditka.
Ditka by 100.
So...
Would you take Tiny Ditka versus regular size Michael Jordan? Who would win in a game of ping pong?
Tiny Ditka.
Tiny Ditka. Okay.
Yeah. I think that'll be a really close game. If the Bulls have close to full strength, then we're not seeing double vision. That's going to be even tougher for the Pacers to keep up.
Well, I'm looking forward to seeing the Jimmy Butler Paul George matchup again. Like this could be the Eastern Conference matchup for quite some time. This is really intriguing stuff, and I'm looking forward to seeing them both grow and evolve. I mean, they're about the same age, they both have similar skill sets, which is they play fantastic defense and they're both really good scorers. So that's fun stuff. I'm looking forward to that. And I look forward to that in the Eastern Conference Finals.
Absolutely.
This week I'm drinking the original Coors. Colson, you really think the Bulls can get to the Eastern Conference Finals?
I like it. Hey-o.
We're actually drinking, over here in DC, we're drinking, a Chicago beer. Not my choice. It's the Goose Island Winter Ale with nutty chocolate aromas and roasted caramel malt.
Yeah.
But it's good. It's tasty to my palate.
It is to mine as well. It's, cheers. It's the Kool-Aid. Cheers.
Kool-Aid. Yep.
That's why you think Chicago's going to win on Friday, because you're drinking the Kool-Aid?
Colson, what are you drinking this week?
I am drinking a plethora of things. I have one of my favorites, the Sun King Brewery Grapefruit Jungle. Basically sort of a grapefruit hops thing. That's delicious. I have a Miller Lite back, and I'm sipping on a little Cokie Del Torino, which is a fantastic sweet vermouth. Definitely recommend it in Negronis and also on the rocks. So, cheers.
Just want to warn our listeners, we do not drive after we podcast. Mm.
No. I am at home right now, not on the road.
Oh, nice. I like that you have a Miller High Life back to your beer.
Well, you got to cleanse your palate occasionally, you know?
It's a new thing.
That's like water.
Yeah.
That's right. That is my water. It's also lunch, too. There's a specific amount of calories that I need and hydration I need out of the Miller Lite.
So gotcha.
I'm a well-oiled machine.
Yeah, finely tuned.
That's right.
You're like one of those cyclists that, like, you monitor all of your calorie intake and your power output.
That's great. You know, I've noticed when we go out, you know, we'll be walking somewhere and he'll look at his watch and he'll just dip into a bar real quick.
Yeah, yeah.
And he's just like, yeah, sorry, it's 3:30.
I've got low, like how some people get low blood sugar, he's got low blood alcohol.
Yeah.
Hi, Mom.
That's only on the days off, though.
Sure.
But can I put a request into Pacers fans to go to that game on Friday, November 27th? I would like it to be not 15,000 Bulls fans at that game. That'd be great.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, your family's in town, you know, you're tired of putting up with them. Take them out to a game. You don't have to talk at the game. It'll be good.
Do you guys sell Chicago-style hot dogs at the game?
We do not. It's we sell corn at the games. That's it.
just corn on the cob.
Yep, that's all.
You have to go across the street and get it in your own field.
You could probably get a pork tenderloin.
Yeah.
Breaded. Indiana style pizza.
What did Colbert or John Stewart? John Stewart was saying they have to call it Chicago style pizza because it's not the right kind of pizza. Right? You have to specify.
Yeah, because it's inverted. Yeah, it's inverted and it's like pie size and, you know, it's not really pizza. It's just a bunch of marinara.
We should end the show before he has a retort.
Yeah, we can edit this how we want. He said,
oh, yeah, we can do that.
He said nothing.
Say something.
It's the stuffing that counts. You need to have a really good stuffing in the Chicago-style pizza. So this is like a turkey. All the leftover Pacers you can put in there.
All right, then.
Get some trob.
Yeah. We'll see you guys next week in the win column.
All right. Let's get out of here.
Who let that guy on this pod?
Sorry. Blame the enforcer.
Well, no. Actually, once you win the fantasy league, you get a guest spot, right? Then that part of your...
Yeah,
spoils.
Yeah, that's part of the deal. I got a little trophy, too.
Sweet Jay and Claire are mad at me. They're going to be even madder now, I think.
Yes.
That you made it on before they did.
Yeah, well, Claire is expecting a baby today.
Any minute.
Whoa. Yeah. Shout out to Sweet Jay and Claire, then.
Shout out.
Yeah, shout out.
And I'm assuming they're going to name their baby Paul George.
I've been lobbying hard for Paco, but it's not going over well. All
right. Well, I think that'll do us for this week. Until next time, you can find us on Twitter. We are at Undebeatables. We are on Facebook.com/TheUnbeatables. Our website is TheUnbeatables.com. There's a contact form there. You can send us all a message. You can review us on iTunes. It really, really helps new listeners find our show with the iTunes ratings and such. We got t-shirts for sale, which Chairman loves to wear around town.
That's right.
All right, thanks, Chairman.
On the Beatables. Yeah, it's great. The people of Fayetteville, North Carolina love it. They have no idea what the shirt is about, but they love it. It's a nice color.
And a shout out to the Crispus Attic Tigers in the 50s. we definitely want to see them honored next year by the Pacers, because first black high school in the nation to ever win a national title. So, and then also shout out to Bobby Sklenard, our once and always coach. Turn out the lights, the party's over.
Feel like buying a Nissan for some reason.
That's right.
Does that sound familiar?
Yeah, Willie Nelson style.
Colson, I got good news for you.
What's that?
You know, I said that I think the Pacers would rally around a movie that was made around the Crispus Attucks team, right?
Yep.
Well, I forgot that Spike Lee actually made a small short film about the team. So,
oh hell yeah.
I think it's actually on YouTube. I'll send it over. I'll get a link to it.
No, we'll link the show on this.
It's
thing.
Not like a, you know, it's like a, it's an art film.
Did you just do air quotes?
Yeah. So you can't buy it on Blu-ray like you do with the Hoosiers movie.
Is there surround sound on the art film?
I don't know.
Okay.
I don't know. It's on YouTube. I'll send you a link. Spike Lee. You know that guy.
I do. He wears, cones on his head.
That's how you know. Too bad that a Knicks fan had to do that for the Pacers. That's rough.
Well,
yeah. I mean, did
he's a storyteller.
I mean, the thing is, he didn't know he was doing it for the Pacers, but, you know, retroactively, it's going to hurt.
Yeah.
Shout out, Spike Lee.
Napa know-how. A Napa guy knows more isn't always better, unless we're talking about full-size vans. These beasts do more than get you from A to B. They have so much space a man can live in it. With shag carpeting, waterbed, and a sweet lava lamp, these mobile abodes have all the comforts of home. With quality parts and plenty of Napa know-how, you can keep the original tiny house running longer, stronger. That's Napa know-how. Napa know-how.
I've switched a lot of things in my life, but it's never worked out. I switched to being a vegetarian, but ate more bacon than ever. Every time I switch lines at the grocery store, I never pick the fast one. But one thing that totally worked out is I switched to Metro PCS and got a free Samsung Galaxy.
Make the right switch too. Move to Metro PCS and get a free Samsung Galaxy J7 with a huge 5.5-inch screen. Metro PCS. Wireless. Figured out.
Coverage not available in some areas. Plus sales tax. Excludes numbers on the T-Mobile network. See store for details, terms, and conditions.